from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome, everyone, to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Bishop Robert Casson, Auxiliary Bishop in the Archdiocese of Toronto. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from three donors. The first is from Maria da Silva Lobeo from Cambridge, Ontario, in thanksgiving for graces received and for the souls in purgatory. Also, in memory of her first husband, son, and the second husband's first wife. The second donor is George and Virginia Harris, also from Cambridge, Ontario, in thanksgiving and celebration of their 50th wedding anniversary today, for blessings received, for their children and grandchildren, and healing for their family. And the third donation is from Martin from Hillsdale, Ontario, for family members who have died from COVID and for peace for all families. Our thanks to the donors of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
As always, at the beginning of Mass, let us call to mind our sins with humility and contrition, and ask God and neighbor for forgiveness. You came to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You intercede for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who in the abundance of your kindness surpass the merits and the desires of those who entreat you, pour out your mercy upon us to pardon what conscience dreads and to give what prayer does not dare to ask. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord descended upon Mount Sinai and summoned Moses to the top of the mountain. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and the fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield a harvest through perseverance. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. That is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The beautiful parable of the sower who went out to sow seeds. That is the parable that is offered for our meditation today. To be more specific, Today's excerpt is the explanation of the parable. The parable was the method Jesus frequently used in his teaching. And it was a brilliant method because it quite easily engaged the attention of those who were listening. But it didn't always explain the meaning. You see, people who heard the parable then as well as now had to think about it and to reflect on its meaning. A parable is something like a symbol story in which one thing stands for another. In other words, one thing symbolizes something else. And the purpose is to teach a lesson or to offer an instruction for our life of discipleship. So today, Jesus is completing his explanation of the parable of the sower. The sower scatters seed. Some of it falls on the hard path. And it is like those who are indifferent to the word of God in our day and age, those who really don't care about hearing the word and interpreting it for meaning. Secondly, some of the sower's seed falls on the rocky ground. And that is something like those people who are superficial and who might hear the word of God at first, but they lack a certain depth, and so the seed does not survive. It grows quickly, but soon withers away for lack of depth of soil. And the third type of ground is the thorny ground. It is like those who are preoccupied with other concerns of the world or in their own mind, or perhaps those who are overcome by temptations, and the word does not yield a harvest. And finally, the sower sows seeds on the good, rich loam of the earth. And they are the ones who have a different attitude, one that is open and interested in bearing fruit. And they have a relationship with Jesus. Of course, the yield of the harvest varies from person to person. So today, we will certainly want to ask ourselves, what can we do to increase the harvest, to increase the abundance, the product of the seed in our own life? Certainly, the various kinds of ground may be seen in each one of us, but certainly the good, rich soil is also part of our life. One method that I encourage is to develop a loving, personal relationship with the Lord Jesus in prayer. What does that take? Very simply, it takes a conversation with Jesus. It might be just like an ordinary conversation with someone on the telephone. We might have the story in front of us, and we talk to Jesus about the parable or the narrative, asking him what it means for us, asking for further information or clarification if we don't understand its meaning, and to ask for an interpretation of its meaning. There might be more than one meaning. And so we can extend an invitation to Jesus to speak to us in response to our dialogue with him. The response generally does come, although not likely at the time we might expect it. And so it is in that kind of conversation with Jesus, either about the biblical story or a conversation perhaps regarding the things for which we wish to be especially grateful in our lives, that can also be effective. because in this type of conversation, we can develop a much more loving relationship with the Lord. And that is what produces the good fruit. It is something like a tiny baby, an infant, who needs to grow both externally and internally. And externally, the child needs food and warmth and water and so on. But internally, in order to grow, that child needs an abundance of love. So it is with each of us. May our relationship with Jesus be developed in that beautiful relationship of love with Him. Dear friends, let us offer the prayers of the faithful. For those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of love, hear these petitions. Grant them to us insofar as they are in accord with your will and for our well-being. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divine life of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O God, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, of my iniquity. Cleanse me of my sin. Thank you. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of God, for our good and the good of all His holy church.
Accept, O Lord, we pray, the sacrifices instituted by your commands, and through the sacred mysteries which we celebrate with dutiful service, graciously complete the sanctifying work by which you are pleased to redeem us. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in goodness you created us, and when we were justly condemned, in mercy you redeemed us. Through him the angels praise your majesty. Dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, together we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. May the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with yours.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. Amen.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Grant us, Almighty God, that we may be refreshed and nourished by the sacrament which we have received, so as to be transformed into what we consume, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass is ended. Let us go in peace and joy.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
We gather.